Okay, good morning, class. Today, my lecture will be on Sanya, about Upasa and Vedana. I explain. Now, Sanya. Sanya translated into perception. Perception. It is the meaning. An idea you have as a result of how you see or understand something. Perception. Perception is given three meanings in dictionary, but this meaning is better for Sanya. An idea or image. You have as a result of how you see or understand something. So, Sanya perception, here we should study dealing with the Sanya. Sanya, Vijnana, Panya, what is it, the different these dhammas and their natures? Sanya, Vijnana, and Panya. These three words derived from the same root. Sanya should be analyzed like that, San and Nya. Nya is the root. Vijnana, we, and Nya, through Panya, Pa and Nya. These three roots derived from the same root, Nya, 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 the same root, but prefixes different. Prefixes are different. According to prefix, their meanings, particular meanings are defined. Sanya means, san means making mark, marking. Nya means knowing the object, knowing of the object, according to the mark. Like that now, you write down something in your notepaper. After that, reading again, you know it. Okay? That is a sanya. Now you are making mark by writing down in your notebook. That is a sanya. So, literally, sanya means sanya, knowing of an object by marking or through mark. Vijnana is different because we means different, not like a sanya, not like a panya, different from us, sanya and panya. We means different, different from sanya and panya, different awareness of from sanya and panya. That is a we. It is the meaning in awareness of an object. Awareness of an object. Not like a sanya, not like a panya, just awareness of an object. That is vijnana. So panya, pa means analytically. Analytically, nya means knowing. Analytically knowing, not like a sanya, not like a vijnana. Pakarato janaditi panya, in all aspects. Knowledge, panya means knowledge. Okay, sanya is perception, vijnana is consciousness. According to translation, sanya, perception, vijnana, consciousness, panya, knowledge. Our wisdom. Okay? According to prefixes, their meanings are defined. What is the difference of these three technical terms, these three dhammas? They are particular dhammas, particular phenomena. Sanya, out of them, sanya and panya are chetasika. Vijnana is a chetta. The three has the act of knowing, the act of knowing. Knowing of object. Sanya knows an object. Vijnana also knows an object. Panya also knows an object. But the act of knowing is in different mode, in different aspect. Sanya knows it is object by marking. Vijnana, just awareness of an object. Panya knows analytically or in all aspect. Knows an object analytically or in all aspect, in all mode, in all kinds of things. That is panya. So, Venerable Buddha Gosa explained sanya, vijnana, panya, the difference of sanya, panyana, vijnana and panya. We should know first three stages. Just appearance of object, that is one stage. Mere appearance of the object. The second stage, penetrating. Penetrating of it is characteristic. Characteristic of object. Penetrating characteristic of object. That is the second stage. Third stage is eradication of mental defilement. According to these three stages, we can differentiate the three phenomena. We can understand the different three phenomena. Okay? So according to Visuddhimagga, when Venerable Buddha Gosa, he said, sanya is only the mere perceiving of an object. Sanya is only the mere perceiving of an object. It cannot penetrate its characteristic. It cannot penetrate its characteristic as anicca dukkha anatta. Sanya cannot penetrate anicca dukkha anatta. Only mere perceiving of an object. Only appearance of the object, sanya can know. Okay? That is sanya. Only first stage. Sanya knows only just first stage. Then vijnana. Vijnana knows an object and penetrates its characteristic as well. Vijnana, two stages. Can reach second stage also. Vijnana knows an object and penetrates its characteristic as well. But it cannot bring about the manifestation of the path. The path means the mega, supramani stage. But it cannot bring about the manifestation of the path. Path means when bring about the manifestations of the path, it can eradicate mental defilement. Therefore, vijnana cannot eradicate mental defilement. by knowing with the vijnana, knowing through vijnana, we cannot eradicate mental defilement. But vijnana can realize anicca dukkha anatta characteristic. Not only mere, it is an object. Okay? According to it, vijnana has more power than sanya. In this case, there are some scholars, mostly Westerners, write in books, Buddhism, on Buddhism. The aura changed according to them. Vijnana came first, the second is sanya, then panya. According to their idea, vijnana is the weakest, panya is the strongest. Sanya and vijnana, sanya is stronger, more powerful, sanya has more power than vijnana, according to them. But this different views of Theravada test. According to Venerable Buddha Gosa, this order, sanya, vijnana, panya, vijnana has more power than sanya. Because, you see, vijnana can associate with the knowledge. Vijnana, you see, mekha chaita, phala chaita, sa'a, vijnana. They associate with the knowledge, therefore they have power. Sanya also associated with the knowledge, but sometimes the sanya is a lead. We should understand like that. These three, sanya, vijnana, panya, arises together in one chaita. At that time, panya leads, panya decides, the others followed panya. Okay? Not against panya, they followed. But there is no panya, vijnana lead. So sanya, vijnana, these two, vijnana has more power than sanya. Sanya is just, sanya, came mistakes, many mistakes arose through sanya. Therefore, in Vipanlasa, you know that Vipanlasa, the Buddha explained 12 Vipanlasa. Later I explained 12 Vipanlasa, there are sanya Vipanlasa, hallucination of perception. Sanya Vipanlasa has hallucination of perception. Hallucination of perception. Perception. Sanya is perception. Hallucination of perception. Perception, hallucinations are three. Chitta Vipanlasa, Deity Vipanlasa, Sanya Vipanlasa. Three. Sanya roundly perceived the object. Therefore, by mistake, we call somebody as our friend. Okay? By mistake, we can meet someone as our friend. We think as our friend, but that is not our friend. There are some people say, mostly sailors say, when they visit Malaysia and Indonesia, and Malaysian peoples, Indonesian peoples are quite similar to Burmese. By mistake, they call them. If they wear a dress, where the dress style is similar, by mistake. That is because of sanya. Sanya lead to mistake. Because of sanya perceived object, through mark, the marks can be wrong. Okay? So sanya, vijnana, panya, to illustrate the difference of these three phenomena, Venerable Buddha Gosa gives a simile and give the siblings. There are three persons, a child, a villager, and money changer. Three persons, first thing you should know. To explain the difference of different natures of sanya, vijnana, panya. There are three persons, a child, a villager, and a money changer. Who sees coins? Now is the coin? Money. Okay? Money changers. Who sees coins? Of them, the child knows the coins square or round. But he does not know their value. Okay? Only this coin is square or round, only that the child knows, not the, it is value. That is looking like a sanya. A child's knowledge is looking like sanya. Knowing of coin of the child is looking like a sanya. The villager knows their value too. The villager knows their value too. But he does not know such distinctions as this is genuine, this is artificial. Genuine, artificial, he did not know. He does not know. The money changer knows all kinds of those. That is a panya. That is a Venerable Buddha Gosasa, simply, it's mentioned in Visuddhimagga, the path of purifications. I give information. You need to read the origin text if you study the Dhamma. But the Dhamma, to study Dhammas is not so easy. It is unsatisfied if you know to realize the Dhamma is not so easy. It's your improvement. Isn't that? Unsatisfied if you realize to study Dhamma is not, to study Abhidhamma is not so easy. If you know like that, unsatisfied. That is your problem. Oh, it is very difficult to understand. That is your improvement. Okay? Because it is very difficult. Can you analyze the water and ocean? From many rivers, the water from many rivers flowed into the ocean. So, taking the water or ocean, can you analyze this water is from that river, that water is from other rivers? Can you analyze? Like that, Dhamma is so complicated within us, mutual relation. To differentiate what is a sanya, what is a vijnana, what is a panya, they associate together, rising together, ceasing together, having the same object, having the same goal. To analyze them is so difficult. If you know it is not so easy, it is a difficulty. I am satisfied about that. Because you started to understand Dhamma. Okay? So, now you can differentiate these. You know the meanings of sanya, vijnana, panya. Okay? Sanya, vijnana, panya. But this notice, according to the Venerable Buddha Gosasa explanation, sanya is first, vijnana is second, vijnana has more power than Sanya. According to some scholars who study Buddhism, they think Vijnana, Sanya has more power than Vijnana, according to them. So Sanya, the Buddha, Sanya is important, therefore the Buddha has explained in Paikrikhet as a Sanyakanda, because to contemplate, to meditate on it. If you cannot meditate on Sanya, Sanya can lead the feeling, Vedana. Sanya support Vedana. Therefore, Vedana, feel, depending on Vedana, Tanha, craving arises. Therefore, Sanya also, we should meditate on it. To realize it is nature, it is own characteristic, and it is individual characteristic, and universal characteristic. There are many, many things to study about the sannyas also. Because of different of sannya, karma become variety of perception lead to variety of mind. Variety of mind lead to variety of karma. Variety of karma lead to variety of result. Sanya nanatam, citta nanatam, citta nanatam, kama nanatam, kama nanatam, vipaka nanatam. Therefore, here as a, you have different face, different body, different colors, different minds, different mental situations, different life situations. Okay, then let us go on to the next Dhamma, next point. What is the next one? Chetana. When you study Buddhism, Chetana is very important because Buddha explained Chetana as a karma. That is different from, you may think, all India's religions except karma. They mentioned karma, they use the technique than karma. But the meaning is quite different. Some people think Buddhism is offshoot of Hinduism. Because Buddha borrowed karma theory from Hinduism. The Buddha borrowed the theory of karma from Hinduism, they say. Some books like writing like that. But the tongue is quite similar, but the entire core is quite different. Essence of karma is quite different. In Hinduism, karma is explained depending on soul. Hinduism accepts soul. Depending on soul, Hinduism explains karma. Buddhism does not accept, Buddhism rejects soul. Without the acceptance of soul, the Buddha explains karma. So, essence of karma is quite different. Do you study about the Jainism? According to Jainism, Jainism is according to the Theravada text, it is called Nikandavara. Nikandavara. Mahavira is the founder of Jainism. According to Buddhist text, he is not called Mahavira. He is called Nikanda Natapoda. He is the founder of the China schools. According to Jainism, karma is metta. It is also used karma, but karma is not mind, karma is metta, according to Jainism. That's contemporary of the Buddhas. karma is metta, rupa, according to Chinese. So, the tongue karma, according to their religions, the meaning is quite different, you should notice. But you cannot decide only this tongue. Depending on only tongue, the whole religions are the same. You cannot decide like that. Okay? Because philosophical terms are the same, technical terms are the same in those days. But we should study the meaning of the terms. Okay, Chetana. What is a Chetana? How to translate into English? Volition. Is it correct or not? What is your opinion? Most translators used equivalent words Chetana, volition. But in my dictionaries, volition, the power to choose something freely. Volition. The meanings of volition, in dictionary, it is give the meanings of volition. The power to choose something freely. Or to make your own decision. That is a volition. I don't think it is very close to Chetana, the meaning. This volition is not suitable for Chetana, I think. If the meaning is correct, volition, in dictionary explain the meanings of volition, the power to choose something freely or to make your own decision. That is the meanings of volition. But the text says Chetana. Chetana, Cheteti Adana Sampyuta Dhamme Aramane Abhisandehati. I did not clearly mention, I mentioned only one, okay? I think this is similar to the meanings. Cheteti means stimulate. Stimulate. The stimulation, I prefer the stimulation to volition, to translate a Chetana. Okay? I prefer stimulation. According to that, the meanings, it's very close to meanings. Chetana means stimulate. Chetana encouraged the associated Dharma to perform their functions and towards object. Attana sampayoda dhamme aramane cheteti abhisandahati. According to text, attana sampayoda dhamme means associated dhamma. So Chetana is so called because it stimulates the associated dhamma towards the object to perform their function. So therefore, according to Pali definition, Chetana should be stimulation. But most books are used volition. Volition is Chetana. But we should then sometimes we should know literal meanings. Otherwise, came mistakes, misunderstanding. Therefore, please learn Pali. If you want to learn Dhamma thoroughly, you should have the Pali knowledge. Because some translations are not reliable. They can lead to misunderstanding. Which one? Adana Samyus, Chetati. The definitions of Chetana, you want to know? Chetana es soka jeteti attana sampayutta sampayutta dhamme aramane abhisandahati abhisandahati cheteti attana sampayutta dhamme aramane abhisandahati. That is the meaning. Chetana is so called because it stimulates the associated dhammas to the object, towards the object to perform their function. So chetana is encouragement. You can say encouragement. That is one meaning. Okay? Two meanings are given in Abhidhamma text. Chetana, chiteti atana sampyota dhamme aramane abhisandahati. That is one meaning. The next meaning, sankata. Bisankarane, sankata. Bisankarane, vyapara. Vyapara, 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 mapachati. Sankata, bisankarane, vyapara, mapachati. Sankata, bisankarane, vyapara mapachati, vyapara apachati. Sankata means condition things or effects. Abhisankara means producing or creation. Creation of the effect. Vyapara, take action. That is the meaning of the whole sentence. I think it is in USB. According to this definition, chetana is effectivity. Effectivities. Effectivities. Effect. Effectivities. Because of the meanings of producing, it is effect. Power of producing, it is effect. According to this definition, chetana is effectivities. Okay. That is not translations. I will give you. So, in creation of, it is a result. Abhisankara name is in creation. In creation of, in creating of, create. In creating of, it is a result. Vyapara apachati means take action, takes action. So that is sankata bhisankarane vyapara mapachati. So that is effectivity according to it. The first meaning is stimulation. The second, according to second definition, effectivity, producing of effect, producing of it is a result. According to it, chetana has two functions to perform. One is stimulation, stimulating, encourage to other associated dhamma. Another is effective, producing effect. It works in producing its effect. Okay? That is a chetana. So Chaitanya, this Dharma is very important to understand, because the word is very popular, Chaitanya ham bhikkhave kamma varami. That is quite different from other religions, contemporary religions. The Buddha said, Chaitanya ham bhikkhave kamma varami. Most people who study Buddhism, they know these Buddha's teachings. Chaitanya ham bhikkhave kamma vadhami. Bhikkhu means a vocative case, or monks, or bhikkhus. Bhikkhus, I declare Chaitanya as a kamma. Vadhami means I declare, I address Chaitanya as a kamma. So quite different from the kamma and other religions. Okay? The Buddha has said, according to Buddhism, kamma is Chaitanya. We should understand like that. Chaitanya is kamma. Kamma is not other things. That is Chaitanya. But the word kamma, you see, directly kamma, kamman katapam, kamman katapam. Kamma is should be done. Work is should be done. Work or deed. Literally, kamma mentioned deed. Literally, kamma means deed. But according to Buddhism, mere deed is cannot be called kamma. This deed is related by kamma, Chaitanya. Okay? Chaitanya stimulate to act deed, to perform deed. So according to Buddhism, directly kamma mentioned deed. But not only deed are kamma, the dharma which stimulate to do kamma. So kamma is, according to Buddhism, cause is kamma. Deed is effort. The word kamma referring to cause, refer to cause, not deed, not effort. If a mere deed kamma, every day we commit to Panadipata by walking on the road, killing many insects. Isn't that? Without a knowing, without an intention, we kill many insects when we walk. Isn't that? Many insects are killed. If it's so, everybody cannot have good moralities. Every day we commit to killing. If deed is a kamma, therefore, according to Buddha's teaching, Chaitanya ham bhikkhave kamma. Only Chaitanya is a kamma, because Chaitanya produce deed. Okay? Chaitanya produce, Chaitanya makes deed. Chaitanya makes it to act. Therefore, the Buddha says, Chaitanya ham bhikkhave kamma varami. Why? Through stimulation, we perform physical action, verbal action, and mental action. Chete dava kamman karoti kayena vachaya manasa. Continuous this Pali. Chetanaham bhikkhave kamman vadami. Chete dava kamman karoti kayena vachaya manasa. Okay? Through Chetana, we perform physical actions, verbal actions, and mental actions. Therefore, Chaitanya I address as a karma. In 24 conditions, karma paccayo, also Chaitanya. See, karma paccayo, 24 conditions. Hetu paccayo, aramana paccayo, and this. Karma paccayo is a Chaitanya. So this Chaitanya, Chaitanya is classified into two, good Chaitanya and evil Chaitanya. If the Chaitanya associated with akusala, that is evil Chaitanya. If associated with the kusala, it is a good Chaitanya. But in Myanmar, many people say, I have Chaitanya, generally say Chaitanya. They say, always think, Chaitanya is the only good, all Chaitanyas are good. But not all Chaitanyas are good. Some Chaitanyas are evil, some Chaitanyas are good. Okay? Because of Chaitanya, as you know, Chaitanya is a Chaitasika associated with all Chaitas, universal Chaitasika. Universal. So Chaitanya is important to study thoroughly because of, according to Buddhism, this Chaitanya is mentioned as a karma, depending on karma, beings are born. Karma is creator, again, in Buddhism. Then Chaitanya, ekagata, jivitendriya, manasikara. Jivitendriya, so we have nothing to do with the jivitendriya. That is just a life of, okay? Like water protect lotus. This is a psychic life, or life of, this is a life faculty. Through the light faculty, the mentality sustained according to their moment. Okay? It is a help. Therefore, jivitendriya are not necessary to studies. No moral values to know the jivitendriyas. Okay? Chaitanya is the moral values to study Chaitanya. Because we must have good Chaitanya. We must through cultivating good Chaitanya, we must remove evil Chaitanya. Ekakata, that is important to study ekakata. One-pointedness. When we try to develop ekakata by practicing samatha meditation and vipassana meditation, ekakata becomes samadhi. Okay? This is ekakata is the source of samadhi. By cultivating through the technique of samatha vipassana, we can get a samadhi. When ekakata becomes developed, it's called samasamadhi. Samasamadhi is effector of a Four Noble Path. In meditation, this ekagata is very important. But this ekagata associated with all chaitas. Even akusala chaitas have ekagata. Isn't that? Some people are fishing with the ekagata. Some people are pointing their guns to kill others, that's also ekagata. That is associated with the akusala, evil ekagata. Because only one pointedness, only one object, that is ekagata. Okay, ekagata and manasikara. These seven chaitasikas are universal. There are many chaitasikas more to study. Okay? Now let me stop a minute.